Welcome to Simple Sports News Philadelphia. It's Sunday, September 21st, and we've got a jam-packed episode for you. Eagles fans, get ready as we break down some intriguing roster moves ahead of a pivotal Week 3 rematch against the Rams, where our rushing attack faces a formidable defense. Phillies fans, we'll dissect last night's nail-biter against the Diamondbacks, where Nola's mixed outing and Bohm's solo homer weren't quite enough to clinch the win. And for our Sixers faithful, we're diving into the offseason transformations and challenges as Embiid and George gear up for a bounce-back season. Stay tuned as we unpack all the latest buzz around Philly's sports scene. All right, Eagles fans, let's dive into the latest buzz around our team as we gear up for Week 3. We've got some interesting roster moves and a big game against the Rams to talk about. First up, the Eagles have made a couple of roster adjustments. Safety Marcus Epps and tight end Cameron Latu have been called up to the active roster for this week's game. Epps, who's been bouncing around a bit, originally came into the league with the Vikings, but found a home here in Philly after a stint with the Raiders. He had a short-lived deal with the Patriots, but is now back with us. Epps has shown he can be a solid contributor, having recorded 19 tackles and 2 tackles for loss in his appearances last year. As for Latu, he's a fresh face to keep an eye on, hoping to make an impact as we head into this matchup. Now, let's talk about the game against the Rams. This is not just any game. It's a rematch from last year's intense playoff battle. Remember that snowy showdown where Jalen Carter helped secure the win for us? Well, the Rams are back, and they're bringing a tough run defense to the table. Through their first 2 games, they've been the best in the league at limiting fantasy points for running backs. But we've got our own powerhouse in the backfield, and while we might not see a repeat of those 200-yard games from Saquon Barkley against the Rams, there's optimism for a strong rushing performance. On the offensive side, all eyes are on A.J. Brown. He's had some great matchups against Emmanuel Forbes Jr. in the past, and this could be the game where he really breaks out. The Eagles' passing game has been under scrutiny, and there's a sense that it might finally click this week. If Brown can exploit Forbes like he has before, we might see some fireworks in the air. For the Rams, they've got some talent in Puka Nacua and Adams who are expected to challenge our secondary. Adoree Jackson might be the weak link in their coverage, and it'll be interesting to see how our defense handles their passing attack. Our run defense remains solid, so players like Williams might struggle to get going against us. One player to watch on the Rams' side is Tyler Higbee. He's been dealing with knee issues, and while he used to be a threat, his recent injuries might limit his effectiveness over the middle. Our defense will need to stay sharp to keep him contained. Overall, this matchup is shaping up to be a fascinating one. The Eagles' offense has been hearing the criticism about their aerial game, and there's a lot riding on them to turn it around this week. Meanwhile, the Rams' defense has been performing well, but the expectation is that our guys will find a way to break through. That's the rundown for now, Eagles fans. Keep an eye on those roster changes and get ready for what promises to be an exciting game against the Rams. Let's see how our team stacks up this week. The Phillies found themselves in a tight contest against the Arizona Diamondbacks, ultimately falling short in a 4-3 defeat. It was a game that highlighted both the strengths and vulnerabilities of the Phillies as they continue their push towards the postseason. Starting with the pitching, Aaron Nola took the mound for the Phillies and delivered a mixed performance. Over 5 1/3 innings, Nola allowed 4 runs on 7 hits, striking out 4 while walking 2. It was a tough outing for Nola, who has had a challenging season with a 4-10 record. The Phillies initially jumped to an early 2-0 lead, thanks to Kyle Schwarber's RBI double and JT Realmuto's sacrifice fly in the first inning. The Diamondbacks, however, clawed their way back into the game. They tied it up by the 3rd inning with contributions from Corbin Carroll and Ketel Marte. Alec Bohm briefly restored the Phillies' lead with a solo homer in the 4th, marking one of his 2 hits for the night. Bohm has been a consistent performer lately, contributing significantly to the Phillies' offensive efforts. The turning point came in the 6th inning, where the Diamondbacks rallied. Blaze Alexander and James McCann's back-to-back doubles leveled the score, and Ildemaro Vargas's clutch single off Tanner Banks gave Arizona the lead for good. This was part of a 2-run inning that proved decisive for the Diamondbacks. Zach Gallen, the Diamondbacks starter, played a crucial role in limiting the Phillies. Over 7 innings, he allowed 3 runs on 4 hits, striking out 9 and walking 2. Gallen's performance was pivotal as he kept the Phillies' bats in check after the early scoring. The Phillies had a chance to rally in the 8th inning when Schwarber and Realmuto got on base, putting runners on the corners with just 1 out. However, the Diamondbacks' bullpen, particularly Brandon Garcia and Ryan Thompson, managed to escape the jam without allowing a run. John Curtis then closed out the game in the ninth, securing his third career save despite giving up a single to Bryson Stott. The loss keeps the Phillies at 92-63, 3 games behind the Brewers for the National League's best record. With the playoffs looming, securing a first-round bye remains a priority, but they'll need to string together some wins to close that gap. As for the Diamondbacks, their win was crucial in the wildcard race. They moved to 78-77, just 2 games behind the Mets and 1 game behind the Reds for the final wildcard spot. The Reds currently hold the tiebreaker advantage, adding more pressure to the D-backs' final stretch of games. The Phillies will look to bounce back and finish the series on a high note as they face the Diamondbacks once more. With the postseason approaching, every game counts, and the Phillies will need to sharpen both their pitching and batting to ensure a strong finish to the regular season. All right, Sixers fans, let's dive into the latest news and updates surrounding our team as we gear up for the 2025-26 NBA season. It's been a roller coaster ride recently, and there's plenty to unpack, especially with the new season on the horizon. Starting with the big picture, last season was a tough one for the Sixers. Despite making a splash by bringing in Paul George, the team struggled with injuries, which ultimately derailed their playoff hopes. Now, as we look ahead, there are some key questions that need answering if the Sixers are to make a serious run this year. First up, the health of our stars. Joel Embiid and Paul George are both recovering from surgeries they underwent over the summer. Their availability is crucial, as both players are cornerstones of the team. Embiid, in particular, has been a dominant force when healthy, but staying on the court has been a challenge throughout his career. He's missed significant time in past seasons, and for the Sixers to contend, they'll need him to be in top form. In a bid to address these concerns, Embiid has undergone a significant transformation this offseason. He's slimmed down in hopes of improving his durability and availability. Historically, he's been a powerhouse, averaging 27.7 points, 11 rebounds, and 3.7 assists per game. However, his health has often been a roadblock to success. By getting leaner, Embiid aims to be more consistently available, which could be a game-changer for the Sixers as they navigate a competitive Eastern Conference. Paul George's performance will also be under the microscope. Last season was one of his worst statistically, and the Sixers need him to bounce back to his all-star level to make a significant impact. His partnership with Embiid is pivotal, and if both can stay healthy, they could elevate the team to new heights. Now let's talk about the supporting cast. Tyrese Maxey is another key piece in the Sixers' puzzle. He was sidelined toward the end of last season, but his athleticism and scoring ability are vital to the team's success. There's a lot of anticipation around Maxey potentially having a breakout year, and his development will be crucial, especially with the young talent the Sixers are bringing in. Speaking of young talent, the Sixers have an intriguing situation with their rookies, particularly with the addition of Edgecombe. Balancing the development of young players while maintaining a competitive edge is a tricky task. Edgecombe has shown all-star potential, and finding him a consistent role will be important for his growth and the team's future. The front court depth is another area of concern. The Sixers let Gershon Yabusele walk in free agency, which leaves a void in the second unit. Depth was an issue last season, and without addressing it, the team could find themselves struggling again if injuries strike. It's a situation that could open opportunities for other players to step up, but it's a gamble that could go either way. As we look ahead, the Sixers' season hinges on a few critical factors: the health and performance of Embiid and George, the development of young players like Maxey and Edgecombe, and the ability to maintain depth in the front court. The Eastern Conference is wide open, and if the Sixers can stay healthy and find the right balance, they could be a formidable force. That's the latest on our Sixers. There's a lot of hope and potential, but also a fair share of challenges. As the season unfolds, we'll keep a close eye on how these storylines develop. Stay tuned, and let's see how this season shapes up. Thanks for tuning in to Simple Sports News Philadelphia. This podcast is produced by our small team with the help of AI technology. Be sure to like and follow us to support our show, and email us your suggestions at philadelphia@simplesportsnews.com. Don't forget to listen in tomorrow for more updates.